that did not belong to him. They belonged to a man named Naboth, N-A-B-O-T-H. And he went to Naboth and he wanted that property, and Naboth wouldn't do it. So Ahab came home and pouted. And that's what he did. He pouted. And Jezebel comes in and says, "What's wrong with you, wimp?" And he said, "Well, I wanted this property and I can't have it." And so Jezebel says, "I'll get it for you." Look at 1 Kings 21. 1 Kings 21. We'll learn about Jezebel. We'll learn about Ahab. And then we'll see another level of battle going on. I'm sorry? 21:1. 1 Kings 21:1. Now, it came about after these things that Naboth, the Jezreelite, had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, beside the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. So he has some property. It's right near the palace in Samaria. And Ahab, this is the king now, spoke to Naboth, saying, "Give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a vegetable garden." Now, what I want you to do with me, I want you to think with me now to the parable by Christ and how he has a vineyard. Israel has a vineyard, and he sends representatives, and these people kill the representatives. Those are the prophets. And then he sent his own son, and they said, "Ah, if we kill the son of the vineyard, it will become ours." So remember that story that's going on there. Okay. "And Ahab spoke to Naboth, saying, 'Give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a vegetable garden.'" Well, I wouldn't have done